Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. My name is Richard Watson, one of two music adjudicators you'll have this evening here at the Music in the Parks Festival, held at the Placentia Presbyterian Church Key Center. Welcome. Looking forward to hearing your fine orchestra. Tonight, going to be performing Interlude by M.I. Daniels and The Elements by Richard Meyer. And we'll be getting started in just a moment. Good luck to you. All right, Hopkins, here we go. Looks like you're going to warm up with chorale in A. Excuse me. Notice almost everybody is using vibrato as I glance over to the cello section. Some were not. So make sure that we're all keeping the warmth of our tone happening with our left hand. Okay. There we go with the interlude. Bring out beat three, violas. The 4E, or 3E, excuse me. They're in bar seven, violas. Bring out 2E, a little bit more, second violin, some viola. And bar 20. That should have peaked before and then decrescendo. Softer, softer. Nice. So I'm not seeing in the literature where this slows down that much. But it must. It's just not written there for some reason in bar 29, because now we're back to the odd tempo. Be-da-da-da needs to come out more. Down on the energy towards the end of that bar 43. Both times I've really wanted more in that bar 7 from the viola part. Four and one E. Yeah, really taking, I mean, you're doing a beautiful job artistically, but certainly taking some liberties inside of some of these measures. Thank you. Yeah, very nice. Make sure on the pizzicato on the end that we don't get there too soon. Now, it seemed like we're playing the 16th to the dotted 8th as one and in relationship to the pulse of the quarter note and eighth note. I'm just wondering, is that how you're interpreting that? Or, I mean, it's beautiful. So, yeah, not too much to say other than a gorgeous sounding group. Okay, here we go with the elements. Release and entrance. That eighth note on the end of the measure, a little bit more energy, bar 25. I think you grew a little bit too soon. And then we tapered too soon. The taper shouldn't happen until after the dotted half note, beat 3. So the intensity of bar 71 violins should match the bar from two bars previous. Even a little lighter. Thank you. Make sure we make the decrescendo. Very nice. Lighter here, lighter, lighter, lighter. The sill level right here is really warm. This is really nice. So I think the pianos, and again, this room is tough, I know, but I think the pianos could be softer, more off in the distance. Make sure we go all the way to two basses and cello. Watch the pitch, cello and bass, downbeat of 121. Great dynamic. Sound. Okay, a couple of spots that I mentioned to you. You know, most of the issues for me today with today's performance on the Meyer is the level of dynamic of those softer dynamic, the piano and pianissimo. I felt was could be better, and some of the crescendoing too soon. Okay, and a couple of the decrescendos that didn't go far enough. Minor little issues, and that one intonation issue between the cello and bass. That was So nice to see that one. It was, excuse me, I'm looking through here, looking back through the score. I believe I marked it. Yes, the downbeat of 171, where we have the G sharp and the D sharp and the celli. So, yeah, but wow, what a tremendous group. Tremendous group. I mean, it's so incredible that I'm picking apart minute little things. I had more of a concern. I would love to see the score and actually hear a performance of the first piece. I'm just not familiar with it. Forgive me for that. So the interpretation at times of the 16th and the dotted eighth, where it came out to me as one and instead of one E. Anyway, minor little detail. Sound fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. Doing a great job. And oh my gosh, I hope you say great things to your conductor, like thank you so much for being our conductor, because he's just doing a great job. And he certainly has my respect and my admiration. So, once again, Hopkins, thank you very much for your performance today. And I truly, truly enjoyed it. And have a great time at Disneyland. Thank you and congratulations.